7:15. You spent a whole bunch of money over the weekend. No worries. We can throw $1,000 in your bank account. We're going to kick it off 12K a day. But good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. It's 6:37 right now in a couple days. Friday, my little sister Elizabeth is marrying her fiance, my soon-to-be brother-in-law, David. We have a wedding in the family. I'm wearing a tuxedo. We are all excited.
Yeah, I'll be there as well. Looking forward to it. And, you know, as big brothers, you just hope that your sister ends up with somebody great. My sister did, and David, your sister about to marry, is a really, really cool guy. So we kind of lucked out when it comes to, like, our sisters being taken care of with, like, some great guys.
Yeah, because both of us, we are both overprotective of our I have sisters, you have sister. We're both overprotective of all of our sisters. And that's a great thing, a great point. Whenever a guy comes into your sister's life, the first thing you care about is if, yes, is he going to take care of her for the rest of his life? And I got lucky, you're getting lucky as well. And it's going to be a phenomenal wedding. And I know it's going to be a lot of fun, and fingers are crossed, because my sister Elizabeth and David, they put so much planning into this wedding, and you do that when you're planning a wedding. This isn't like a week thing, you know, where you turn it around, there's this, who's flying in, and the hotels, and where we're going to the reception, and DJs, and wedding dresses, and tuxedos. I'm going today if you want to come with me to pick up my tux. You can make sure it fits me nice.
No, see, I don't have to wear a tux. I'm just a guest. You're standing up, so I'm going to wear, like, not a tux. But at 312-946-4995, I am positive that your sister's wedding is going to be perfect, but sometimes other weddings, things happen. So again, 312-946-4995. Let's meet our coworker, Lizzie. Good morning.
Hey, everyone.
Now, Lizzie, normally you're very put together and you're a very good walker, but you've been walking with a limp recently. What happened?
You know what? We did our first wedding dance class, and I was so excited that, you know, we got the dance, we got all the moves, we were doing it great, but I jumped up into the air and landed wrong, sprained my ankle, and couldn't walk for about 4 weeks.
What were you doing, twerking? What kind of dancing was going on here?
No, I was just jumping in the air. I was like, yeah, we got it. This is great. It's going to be so dope. And then...
It's not going to be dope.
It was not dope. So, are you going to be healed in time for the wedding?
I will be. I had to go to the doctor. I had to get some MRIs done. And then they put me in a boot and sent me on my way, so I'm going to be good for the wedding.
Will you be able to wear high heels, or you have to wear a flat?
You know, I think I'm going to wear flats anyways, because it's just easier to dance in flats, but thank God I can still have heels on.
You might want to sit the fast songs out, Lizzie. You don't want to have this happen, like, on your wedding day. The slow dancing will be a lot safer.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And I know you're Polish, so are you not going to be able to do the polka at your own wedding?
No, I'm still going to do all the dances. I'm just going to, you know, pray that the ankle doesn't roll again.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have the barrel of fun.
Styles and Roman want to hear your story. Call 312-946-4995. US 99.
Hey, Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Don't forget, 7:15. We got $1,000 for you. But I'm excited. The fam, my sister Elizabeth, and fiance, my soon brother-in-law David, are getting married on Friday. Roman, you're going to be there as well. It's going to be a really good time. But a couple minutes ago, we talked to a coworker, Lizzie, who she was getting ready for her wedding. They were actually practicing their dance, and she sprained her ankle, and she doesn't even know if she's going to be able to walk down the aisle.
She's like limping around work in a walking boot. But 312-946-4995. Things do happen at weddings, and sometimes you don't want them to happen. So good morning to Natalie from Chicago. What's your story?
At my wedding, my sister, my one and only sister, went into labor with my nephew.
That's actually pretty cool, though.
It was a good wedding gift, but a little sad that she wasn't present.
So now are you upset with your nephew? You're like, yo, dude, you ruined my wedding.
He does get a little bit of crap every once in a while.
Just to clarify, she went into labor at the wedding or the day of?
The day of.
Oh! Okay, I take it back. I thought, like, in the middle of, like, the first dance, your sister's water broke.
Oh, no. She just wasn't there at all, and she was celebrating from afar.
Now you got to celebrate your wedding anniversary with the nephew's birthday. I mean, this dude just ruined everything.
He kind of did a little bit.
Got a girl for sale.
That is such a good song right there, waking you up on a Monday morning. It's Brett Young and Mercy. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and Styles and Roman. And so much planning goes into your wedding, right? Months and months and money on top of money on top of money. And then something happens, like you sprain an ankle before week before. You're going to say, I do.
312-946-4995. This is actually really, really cool. We got some on Twitter that I want to read really fast. It's very touching. So Coach Swag on Twitter. tweeted us and said, I lost my mom this past week, and we had the funeral on Saturday. I'm listening to Styles and Roman on US 99, and they're talking about the Polish wedding polka dance, and they played some polka music for a phone guest who sprained her ankle before the wedding. Now, I don't know how many times polka music has ever been played on country radio, but I can guarantee you it's not very often, if ever. But my mom loved polkas at weddings. I know for a fact that was my mom sending me a message from heaven saying everything is going to be all right, which I thought was really, really touching and really, really amazing. So Coach Swag, we're thinking about you, buddy, and I'm glad that that could help you a little bit this morning. And yeah, we'll take that as a sign from your mom, right?
And I'm Polish 100,000%. I'm gonna be doing that polka. So yeah, man, that's the circle of life, you know what I mean? Like, things like that just happen at times. And you know, hopefully that you're smiling this morning because of something we did. So hey, buddy, this one goes out to you and your mom. Let's go.
There you go.
You know how to do the polka?
I don't, so I'm going to watch you guys do it on Friday.
I'm going to be watching. No. I'm going to teach you on Friday.
I will dance to Michael Jackson, to country music, to slow songs.
We're not playing any of that. It's 4 hours at the reception
of
this.
All right. Anyways, 312-946-4995. Good morning to Bill from Westmont. When did your daughter get married?
It was about 10 years ago.
Okay, so what happened at this magical wedding?
Well, I walked her down the aisle and sat down. And then when the priest started saying, anybody got anything to say, or, you know, what's wrong, you know, or I got up and I said, I do. And everybody like, what? I never gave her a kiss goodbye. So I walked up there and I gave her a kiss goodbye.
And, you know, you have to do that, Bill. I'm so looking forward to my dad kissing goodbye to my sister on Friday.
Don't forget it. Because it's quite embarrassing.
8 o'clock. We're about 9 minutes away before you're going to be $1,000 richer. 7:15, we kick it off, $12K a day. But, yes, good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. And my sister Elizabeth is getting married on Friday. The fam, we are all excited. Hopefully, fingers crossed, everything is going to go amazing and great. But sometimes at a wedding, they don't.
Yeah, and those are the stories we want to hear from you. 312-946-4995. Good morning to Lauren from the South Side. What's your story?
So at my wedding, it was a complete disaster. They closed down my bars because they did not have enough people to be bartenders, and then they actually ran out of food, and some people didn't get plates.
What happened? Did you have, like, too many people, or did everybody not eat that day?
Oh, no, they just dropped the ball and decided not to serve a few of my guests.
So the good news is, out of all this, you had to demand a refund.
Yes, and I was able to get some money back, but it was very annoying because I put so much planning into this to avoid things like that.
Well, we feel bad for you, Lauren. Styles and Roman, right now, we're going to pay for a new wedding for you.
Really?
And by new wedding, we mean we'll get you a hot dog at Portillo's and a side of your choice.
All right, sounds great. Turn me on, turn me on.
I had that song on repeat all weekend long. I love it. Luke Bryan and Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman and Friday. My little sister Elizabeth, she's getting married and we're all excited. And I know that she's nervous because she wants everything to go perfect. So we thought, why not talk about failures at wedding to get her feeling even better this morning, right?
That wedding's going to be perfect. On Friday, I'm confident it's going to be awesome, right? But again, the stories that are funny on the radio are the ones that aren't so perfect. So 312-946-4995. Good morning, Sammy from Crown Point, Indiana. What is your story?
I was actually dancing with a bunch of friends. I went to kind of jump backwards and my knee dislocated. Yeah.
So what happened? Did you go to the hospital?
Yep. I was taken out on a gurney because I couldn't get up. I went to get up and my knee dislocated again.
So you left your own wedding on a gurney?
Yes.
And you know how they say the groom is supposed to carry his bride into, like, the hotel room or the house the first night?
Yeah.
Your husband really had to do that for you.
Yes.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Always tough to get out of bed, get your day started on a Monday. That's why we do it. Commercial-free Monday. We're going to be kicking it off at 10 o'clock this morning. But my sister Elizabeth, the fam, we're all excited. She is getting married. She's marrying my soon-to-be brother-in-law, David. It's going to be an amazing wedding. But sometimes weddings always don't go so well. Did you see what someone just posted up on our Twitter? Ryan P. wrote, Styles and Roman, at our wedding in May, we had a minor mishap. Our limo driver ended up in Rockford when he was supposed to be in Northwest Indiana.
Yeah, the GPS sent him to the wrong hotel. So, yeah, hey, there's more than one Holiday Inn in the world, just so you guys know. But one last time, let's talk to Stephanie from? Where's she from again?
Stephanie? Plainfield.
Plainfield. And tell us your story.
Well, my mom needed a ride home, and my brother was trying to help, and he flipped the latch to put the seat forward, and it came forward, hit my nose, and broke my nose.
Oh, no! My gosh.
What?
Yep.
That's a pretty fast springing seat.
Yeah, it was.
So is the nose okay now, though? Are we good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bet that made for some pretty interesting pictures. Good morning to Joanne from Romeoville. Tell us your story.
23 years ago, the venue booked another reception before me, before our wedding, and they were supposed to leave by 4 o'clock, and the other bridal party barricaded the doors.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So what happened? Did you guys get to have your reception?
Eventually got in there about 2 hours later. The place gave us open bar for free.
There you go.
I still can't believe the other bridal party barricaded the doors so you guys couldn't enter.
Yeah, and it's funny because Jason, my husband, he came to me and he goes, now don't freak out. Don't freak out.
Whenever somebody says, now don't freak out, you're going to freak out.
You're freaking out.
Exactly. The Cash.